All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, last night, the WBA, IBF, and WBO light heavyweight titles were on the line in a rematch between Sergey Kovalev, the champion, and Jean Pascal, the challenger. Now, these two did meet last March in Montreal, and the fight was stopped in the eighth round by the referee, and he awarded the bout to Kovalev. Now, it was a situation where Pascal disputed the stoppage, but if you went back and looked at that fight, Kovalev was clearly dominating Pascal in that bout, and the referee actually did Pascal a favor in stopping it. A few moments before that bout was stopped, Pascal was seen to be staggering on his legs, which caused the official to stop the bout. Now, there was a rematch last night at the same spot in the Bell Center in Montreal, and this time around, Pascal changed things up. He came out, he was talking a little smack to Kovalev leading up to the fight. He even went as far as to claim that Kovalev made some racist comments about him and another fellow Canadian fighter in Adonis Stevenson. Me personally, I really don't think it's true, but at the same time, all it did was really rile Kovalev up leading into this fight. On top of that, Pascal decided to change trainers heading into this fight, as he parted with longtime trainer Mark Ramsey after he felt that he wasn't getting him prepared enough, which was highlighted by his questionable, at best, victory last summer over Unieski Gonzalez in Las Vegas. And if anybody watched that fight, it was a 10-round bout last July. Gonzalez clearly beat Pascal in that one. Now, in this fight with Kovalev for the rematch, Pascal decided to go with world-renowned trainer Freddie Roach. And Freddie Roach, number one, was never really warm to the idea of training Pascal. It was something that he really had to be talked into. And it's very tough for a fighter and trainer who have not worked together to come out for a fight for a world title when they really don't have a feel of how each other likes to do things in the ring. So that right there made it tough. But you look at the fight, first and foremost, when it came time to touch gloves, Pascal refused to touch gloves with Kovalev, and all it did was really rile a great fighter and make him greater. This fight was stopped after the seventh round when Freddie Roach notified the referee that his fighter could not continue. It did appear that Pascal did suffer a broken nose in that bout, but the bottom line is he took seven rounds of enduring punishment from Pascal. With the exception of a few flurries in the first and second round, it was all about Kovalev in this bout. And, you know, it's one of those things for me, at this point of Pascal's career, he's 33 years of age. He still has speed. He has a record now of 34-1, but it might be time for him to think about moving back down to 168 as opposed to standing up here at 175 and fighting. And the reason is Pascal, to me, is not strong enough for the 175 weight class. I think he could drop down to 168 and have more success with his speed, because the bottom line is he's been getting outclassed at 175. You look at some of the fights that he has lost at this weight class. Of course, he lost to Bernard Hopkins back in May of 2011, along with the two losses that he has now suffered at the hands of Sergey Kovalev. Now, he did get a big win in January 2014 over Lucien Boutte, and that was a fight that he simply dominated in Pascal. But the bottom line is this is a guy right now that can no longer cut it at the 175 level. The best thing for him to do, drop back down to 168. There's still an opportunity for him to have some success, and you just have to see how he is going to bounce back from suffering two devastating losses in his backyard to one of the best fighters right now in the world, in Sergey the Crusher Kovalev. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the action from Super Bowl number 50. Now, folks, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.